This is Valencia Kirkendall interviewing Rosie Lilly for East Texas in the 1940s by word of mouth. The interview is taking place on September 26, 1988 at 803 James Street, Lufkin, Texas. Mrs. Lilly, what were times like in the 1940s?
Times was good in the 1940s. We were working. I was singing, traveling and singing with my brother in the religious field, and he was a minister. And we went far and near to trying to save souls.
How did you and your family live?
My father worked at the foundry, and my brother worked at the foundry, and they made the way for us to have a living.
What is your most outstanding memory of the 1940s?
Outstanding memory was my brother was called to the Army, and he went to, the Army was on the front line, and he served in the service for a long time, for 3 years, and of course we were concerned about him being there, but he made it back safe.
What types of things did you do during that time?
During that time I was traveling and singing with my brother in revival in the 40s.
What did you like to do most and why?
I liked to sing because I enjoyed it.
How did your relatives treat you?
My relatives were very, very kind to me. They sent me to school and they did all they could for me back there, and they were very, very good.
What did they do with you that you remember best?
Sending me to school, carrying me to church, and feeding me.
What times with your family were the most enjoyable to you and why?
At the family reunion, when we would all come together and we could see one another, and we had a mighty good time mixing, eating and not drinking.
What was the funniest experience you had in the 1940s?
The funniest experience I had in the 1940s was one day when my mother was making tea cakes and my brother was trying to get him some out of the pan, and he picked the whole pan up and dropped him on his head and burned himself. That was the funniest experience that I had along with them.
Can you remember something funny that happened to someone in your family besides the tea cakes?
Let's see, that one time that my brother, we were all sitting out in the yard and we were playing a game that sit down and jump up, and somebody dropped the chair from under my brother and he hit the ground.
What was the saddest thing you remember from the 1940s?
From the 1940s, I remember my father passed away on January 3rd, 1959, and that was the saddest moment for us, for our life. His name was Moses Timms.
What kind of work did you or your family do during the 1940s?
My father worked at the foundry, and I was traveling and singing, as I said.
What did it mean to you?
It meant a lot to me. You meet people. It was an experience to get to see the world, people of the world, and see the big cities, singing the big cities, singing the big churches, and bringing souls to Christ.
How did you feel about living in the country?
I felt good about living in the country. The fresh air, we raised all our food and all, and it was nice. It was good out there.
How about the city?
The city has been fine. You get to see so much more than you do in the country, and there are more things to do in the city than it is in the country. So I liked it fine.
Which do you like best, the country or the city, and why?
I like the city the best because you can get around better in the city. We have the streetcars, the shuttles and all, and you have some way to ride, and it's better. It's more convenient for you. More things to see and more to learn.
What cities did you travel while singing?
Kansas City, Missouri, California, Arizona, New York City, Michigan, and quite a few more that right now does not come into my mind.
How big a part did religion play in your life?
I directed the choir for years. I was lead soloist for a quartet. And that was kept me busy, kept me doing things. I directed the choir at the New Zion Baptist Church.
About how many churches do you recall singing at?
I should say somewhere around about 70. And in Kansas City, Missouri, in this revival that we were in, we had 101 persons to come to Christ.
Recount your memories of the home front during World War II.
My brother was in service in World War II, and he told us many things that I think about lots and lots of time that happened to him when he was there in World War II. He was on the front line, and he told us about many of things that happened.
How was your family affected by World War II?
We were all worried. We were upset because we didn't know what would happen to him before he got back. He was there for 3 years, and we just worried quite a bit about him, my mother and father and all of us.
How did your family life change after the war?
Well, we all settled down because everybody was home, and we didn't have that to worry about, that he might get killed, and we never see him again.
What do you consider to be the most valuable possession you have from the 1940s?
From the 1940s, I feel good that I have a home to live in, and I have a husband, and he's Alan Lilly. He used to work at the Lufkin High School. He's here with me, and I feel like we have really profited from the 1940s.
If you could go back and live in the 1940s, over again, what would you change?
First, I would change the low cost of paying. The jobs don't pay. It wasn't paying very much then, and you wasn't getting much money to live on. I would try to work to the extent to help raise the salaries back there so people could live better and lead better lives.
What advice could you give young people which would help them lead better lives?
I would tell the young people to be sure to get their education. I would tell them to stay with the church. I would tell them to take care of their health. I would tell them to respect their mother and father. I would tell them to be sure to stay away from drugs, so they would have good health in the future.
What experiences did you have in the 1940s that they could benefit from?
Out there, we had to go to school. We didn't have a whole lot of things to do, but I could tell them it would be best to not try to stay out so late at night and to come home early to study their lessons and stay with the Lord, like we did back there in the 40s.
How many people were in your family, and what number were you?
There were 13 brothers and sisters in our family, and I was the ninth one.
Did you enjoy being the ninth child?
Yes, I thought it was good when I come along. I enjoyed it, and the others that were older than me took up so much time with me, playing with me, at all, and I was just real happy coming along about that time.
Were they ever jealous of you?
They didn't seem to be jealous of me. They seemed to be proud of me. But I loved all them. I had a favorite, though. My oldest sister, Teresa, was my favorite. And she just combed my hair and just bathed me and just took care of me so good and made me. Yes, she was so nice to me. She made my clothes. And I just had so many little pretty little dresses that she'd sit down and make for me. And I enjoyed it real, real well.
Was your family very religious?
My family was very religious. My father was a deacon in the church, and my mother sang in the choir. My mother could give out hymns in the church. And I had two brothers, ministers, Reverend Moses Timms, and the other one, Reverend Eugene Timms.
Did you sing a lot in the church?
I sang a lot in the church. I sang from a child in the children's choir, and then on up into the senior choir. And then I directed the choir, of course, at the New Zion Baptist Church.
What got you interested in singing, and did you ever take lessons?
One thing got me interested in singing was my mother was a songster, and I always listened to her, and I enjoyed her singing. And then I started out trying to sing, and then I took lessons from Mrs. Eunice Victory in singing.
Did that improve your singing a lot, taking lessons from Mrs. Victory?
Oh, yes, it did. Mrs. Eunice Victory is a genius, and she helped me so very, very much in my singing. I really did benefit from taking from her.
What are you doing now?
As of now, I'm just at home, a senior citizen, a housewife, going to church. I'm not singing in the choir anymore, but I am a deacon's wife. My husband is a deacon in the church, Alan Lilly, at the New Zion Baptist Church, and I'm not serving on the deacon's wife staff.
Do you miss singing in the church?
Oh, I miss singing in the church so very, very much. I sing congregation when the congregation is singing. I sing in the congregation and enjoy it so much.
Did you receive a lot of awards while you were singing?
I received a lot of awards. I got quite a few plaques while I was singing. At the end of the revivals that I was in, they would always present me with a plaque for service at that church while I was there. And I have them now, and I certainly do appreciate them. I go around looking at them and thinking of the work that I had done in the past and seeing what the people had done for me in the way of appreciation.
What other things did you do in the church besides singing?
As of now, I am a Sunday school teacher at the New Zion Baptist Church. I'm a teacher at the Ruth, in the Ruth class. It's the name of my class. I'm also with the Missionary Society. I'm in a circle, and our circle is also named Ruth. And I'm enjoying the mission very, very much.
Have you always lived in Lufkin?
No, I haven't always lived in Lufkin. I was born in Nacogdoches, Texas. And that we lived there until all a long, long time. When my father and mother moved to Lufkin, I must have been somewhere around about 10 or 11 years of age. And that's when I joined up at the New Zion Baptist Church. But I don't recall the year that we moved to Lufkin.
Have you lived anywhere else besides Nacogdoches and Lufkin?
I lived in Kansas City, Missouri for 20 years. I taught school in Kansas City, Missouri at the Woodland Heights Elementary School. I taught school there for 10 years.
What subjects did you teach?
I taught the second grade level. I was on second grade level, and I enjoyed those kids so very, very much. School teaching is a great experience for you, and I'm proud to say that I gave my all to the children to try to give them what they needed. I also attended college in Kansas City, Missouri. I first went to college in Tyler, Texas at Butler College.
Is there anything else you would like to add to our word of mouth book?
What's your question?
Is there anything else would you like to add to our book?
I surely would. I would like to say I sure wish you well, and I just hope for a good year for you. I hope that your students will do well, and I know that you're a good teacher because they love you so well. I also have run for the governor of the state of Texas in our church, and at that particular time, Governor Smith was the governor. And I won out, and I have 2 plaques for that. And in this drive that we had, under my leadership, I raised $1,300, and I won the prize.
Thank you very much for letting me interview you for our East Texas, the 1940s by word of mouth.
Waiting to hear you say, free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay.
Other love, Mr. Perry Como. Coleman Hawkins took us down the boulevard of broken dreams. We're going to try to mend some of those for you with a Blue Hawaii, Billy Vaughn style. Distance services across the country offer special rates and still if you call at certain times you save. One long distance company, one local company, saves you money all the time. 24 hours a day, count on StarTel to come through. StarTel is a hometown company with account representatives right here ready to help you save money. Residential or business, StarTel can develop a system just right for your needs. The flexibility of data transfer and OnePlus dialing. 20% savings off the top. You want more? Just call for a StarTel account representative now at 637-2741. Telecommunications is StarTel. So if saving money rings a bell, then call StarTel. StarTel, right for today, right for tomorrow. With today's news at noon, Monday through Friday. If you need help, if you need help to keep in touch, use StarTel.
If you're looking for an old-fashioned drugstore with old-fashioned prices, look into Thompson's Pharmacy at 921 Ellis. They have an old-fashioned soda fountain and a cosmetics department with professionals to help you look great for the new fall season. You'll also find fantastic savings at Thompson's, like Selsun Blue Shampoo, normally $6.67, now only $4.18. And Soft Touch Foot Lotion, normally $3.53, now only $2.26. Arthritis Strength Anacin, normally $8.23, on sale now for only $4.90. And Softmate Disinfecting Solution, normally $5.87, on sale now for only $3.71. And you won't have to pay $5.93 for Neosinephrine First Aid Ointment. It's on sale now for only $3.74. Look into Thompson's Pharmacy at 921 Ellis, and you'll discover an old-fashioned drugstore with old-fashioned prices. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 5.
Good day, mate. You may not think that we from the land down under would know much about Mexican food. Well, you'd be surprised. We eat those tortillas all the time.
That's tortillas, man!
At least we know where to go for great Mexican food. Morales.
At least you got one thing right, man.
Yeah, because Morales is the people's choice. And they got two convenient locations in Lufkin, on South 1st and 59 North. So come in and say good day. I'll put another burrito on the barbie for you.
Oh, man.
Time. You don't mean it. kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear. I've built a castle